And in today's story, we're going to be having a look at Padre Pio's perfume, or the fragrance of Padre Pio. And there are a number of little stories of different saints, but why was Padre Pio so different from them? They also had the same fragrance of sanctity, but why was Padre Pio different? Hello friends, on this channel following Padre Pio, we bring you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, a mystic and a miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about his life and also what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you. And once again, just a reminder that we had some colleagues going to San Giovanni Rotondo recently. Bring in your intentions right there to Padre Pio's monastery, to his tomb. And our colleagues brought all of your intentions there. And this applies for the protected child of Padre Pio patrons, and also for anyone who subscribed to our channel, and also those who enrolled their petitions through our Advent Christmas deal. Now, many of us may have heard the term fragrance of holiness, and it is an expression used in biographies of the saints, when they say typically someone died in the odor of sanctity. But as a rule, used in this sense, it is a metaphorical. However, in the case of Padre Pio, his smell of perfume, the fragrance of sanctity, was something very real, not just metaphorical. And in fact, this phenomena has a particular name within mystical theology of osmogeny. And we can find this in the lives of many, many saints. For example, the great Saint Francis of Assisi, we are told that his stigmata gave off a mild scent. And the great Saint Therese of Avila was known to have left the water where she washed with a certain perfumed fragrance to it. And then when she was buried, a pleasant smell, they say, emanated from her tomb for 9 months. And then it intensified when her mortal remains were being exhumed. And similar things happened to other saints. The great Saint Dominic Guzman, Saint Joseph Cupertino, Catherine de Risi, and others all had the same mystical phenomena of a fragrance associated with them. But with none of them was it quite like with Padre Pio, because with him there was a variety of manifestations, and his scent could be perceived at a distance, no matter how far away the person was. Even hundreds of miles away, people would notice this fragrance of Padre Pio. And they say that the main source was from the blood that emanated from the stigmata on his hands and his feet, and particularly the wound in his side. Often, however, it appears also to have somehow come from his very person, even from his clothing. And when he walked along the corridors within the monastery, to different parts of the monastery, he left, they say, a scent trail. And apparently there was enough of a scent remaining, and it remained for quite a time, that people could find where Padre Pio was at that time, at that moment. And finally, this perfume even came from objects and things that Padre Pio had touched, and it was able to remain there for a long time afterwards. And this was the case with Joseph Onofrio, who came from Palermo. Now, after his conversion, that's Joseph's conversion, he went to confession with Padre Pio. And he tells us that during the confession, Padre Pio held his hand between his two hands. And then later on, when he had left and he was now traveling back through the town of Foggia, he said he noticed that his right hand still exuded the scent, but his left hand did not. And he said it was the same scent he had noticed when he was near to Padre Pio. And it stayed for several days, even though he washed his hands, obviously, several times during those days. when the Father imposed a 2-month penance on me, he said a similar scent rose and came from his chest to his nose, and he said it was so pleasant that it absolutely intoxicated him. And during those 2 months, he tells us that from time to time, the fragrance would disappear. And then he would try to imagine the fragrance, try to bring it into his mind again, to smell it again. He says, but he could not. No fragrance would come. And suddenly, when he least expected it, the fragrance appeared again. Then when his 2 months of repentance was over, or his penance was over, he said this fragrance disappeared from then on completely, forever. Now, one of the first people to have noticed, to have perceived this aroma, this fragrance with Padre Pio, was Dr. Luigi Romanelli. And on this particular day, he had arrived at the monastery and he was there to study the stigmata of Padre Pio. And he entered the saint's cell, and then he was surprised. He was a little bit outraged, in fact, the first time he entered the cell, because he realized that the room was filled with some sort of a heavenly scent, a heavenly perfume. And he wondered in his mind, why does a saint use this perfume? And he was very suspicious of this. But of course, Dr. Romanelli did not understand what was going on. It seemed to him it was not just any fragrance that was being used, but it was a particularly good, expensive quality product. So a little bit embarrassed, he now went to Father Valentino to tell him. He found this whole thing very strange. And Father Valentino told him, yes, it must be a gift from a pious person, perhaps someone of the nobility. And then he objected again. This is Dr. Romanelli. But it does not seem right to me that a Capuchin, as he claims, leads a life of abstinence and yet wears such a fragrance. And especially that it is such an expensive one, of such a quality. And Father Valentino found this quite amusing. A Capuchin who wears perfume. What next? And of course, from this, we can see how a story can quickly develop and spiral out of control and go around the world. No, it's not a perfume, my dear doctor. It comes from the blood of Padre Pio, which exudes this pleasant smell. And at this, Romanelli, he shook his head. These brothers, he thought, they are just playing games with me. Because first they invent the story of the stigmata just to attract people to their monastery. And now they are trying to convince a doctor that it is the blood of his colleague that exudes this perfume. And so to make sure, Dr. Romanelli now went back to Padre Pio's room, to his cell, and now he was disappointed because there was absolutely no trace of this fragrance. Neither a good smell nor a bad smell, absolutely nothing. And so he proceeded to inhale deeply to see if he could perceive anything. But there was nothing, no trace. And so for the next 2 days, Dr. Romanelli, when he walked through the monastery, he was like a dog snuffing the air everywhere for this unmistakable fragrance, trying to find it, but nothing. And then just before he was leaving, he now went up the monastery stairs. And as he was going up, he was surprised because he was enveloped by a wave of scent. And now immediately he thought, this is autosuggestion. But he was forced to rule it out because the scent was just so strong. It was undeniable. It was only for a few seconds, but it was enough to create a whole series of further questions in the doctor's mind. And so he decided now he had to inform the provincial superior. And he wrote a letter to him. And in this letter, he admitted that it just can't be autosuggestion. Firstly, because he had never heard of this fragrance before. So how could it spring to mind? And secondly, because if it was autosuggestion, then he would have noticed this fragrance all the time, instead of just at the beginning and when he was about to leave after such a long interval. And he said, I say this with the greatest loyalty, because generally we do tend to attribute things that we cannot understand to suggestion. And that is Dr. Romanelli's testimony. And in our next video, we're going to be having a brief look at Padre Pio and his devotion to the 15 Saturdays. And once again, you can watch a video on the end screen, how to enroll your Mass Prayer Intentions. Do please like these videos and share the videos with your friends and colleagues. If you're new to our channel, make sure that you have subscribed to our channel as well. Amen.